If you are a Christian woman who feels discouraged, you are not alone. We are constantly tempted to compare instead of being content. We're encouraged to rush instead of embracing where we are in life. And subtly and overtly, we're constantly told through media that we are not enough. That ends today with this one verse that I'll share in this video to completely change how you view yourself and God, to give you the strength to overcome discouragement and live victoriously. Welcome to Beloved Women with me, Christina Patterson, where we empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. If you are new here, welcome. Please be sure to subscribe so that you never miss a video. And for those of you returning, welcome back for daily encouragement, weekly Bible study with me, and unlimited videos to grow your faith. I invite you to join the Beloved Women app. Does it ever feel like discouragement comes out of nowhere sometimes? We're on a roll, working, living, doing our thing, feeling good, and then bam! One thought, an offhand comment, or a social post derails you. You start to wonder, well, what did I do wrong? Or am I wrong? You question, should you even put in the effort? Or if you're wasting your time, you worry about how you look to others, and all of the excitement for life that you had is sucked dry. You, my friend, are discouraged. It means you've lost your confidence or enthusiasm for yourself, your work, or life in general. But the most important truth you need to understand about discouragement is it does not come from God. In today's video, you will learn the one truth we can always hold onto when we feel discouraged, 4 causes of discouragement and how to overcome each one, and 3 promises of God to hold onto to keep your soul encouraged. But first, I need to make it clear. Please do not hear me saying, oh, just get over it. That is not what this video is about. Discouragement is a valid emotion that we all experience for a variety of reasons. And although the Bible tells us not to be discouraged, God says so for a really good reason. He is and will always be with us, as he explains in Joshua 1:9. More on that later. That's the one truth that we can always hold on to invigorate our souls, to keep going and not give up. The verse reads, "This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." God is with us. The promise of his presence was meant to be an encouragement to us in the face of discouragement. Knowing who God is in the midst of our challenges and circumstances and who we are in him is the fastest way to overcome discouragement. So what really causes discouragement? Well, first, we get discouraged when we forget that God is with us. Oftentimes, we become overwhelmed and discouraged when we forget that we're not alone and that we don't have to do this life by ourselves. When we remember the God we serve, who goes before us, who orders our steps, who opens doors that no man can shut, we operate with a confidence that most people don't have. And we start to do things that we never thought we could. But when life is not easy, that's also when we start to get discouraged. When Moses died, it was Joshua who would now lead the Israelites into the promised land. God told Joshua not to be discouraged because God knew what awaited Joshua would tempt him to be discouraged. Joshua would now lead in a capacity he never had before, go places he'd never gone, and conquer new territory. All these were good things and things that the Israelites had probably been praying for decades, but it would not be easy. When things aren't easy, we tend to get discouraged, but ease is not required for victory. In fact, most times we will have to do the difficult and seemingly impossible to acquire the victory we desire. And you know what that takes? It takes courage, the ability to move forward when you can't see the entire path, the focus to keep working when no one else catches the vision, the faith to move when others tell you it won't work, the conviction to keep going simply because you know God is the one who called you to go. But when we expect the worst to happen, instead of having a positive outlook, we will further be tempted to be discouraged. This is something that Joshua would definitely have to keep in mind as he moved forward on his mission. He would have to remember that it was God who called him and who was with him so that he would not get discouraged. As we go through life, there will be many voices coming our way from other people, close relatives, friends, teachers, the enemy, even our own thoughts. And when those voices don't align with the truth of God, we can find ourselves not expecting God's plan to come through, and we will get discouraged. Having a godly expectation is key to staying encouraged. When we don't expect God to work things out no matter what it looks like, we'll hesitate, we'll freeze in fear, and we'll risk forfeiting our destiny. Before the Israelites entered the promised land, Moses sent 12 spies to check out the land and report back their findings. Two spies, Caleb and Joshua, came back and reported that the land was good. It was filled with milk and honey, and they should go in and they should take this land that God promised to them. But the other spies gave a different report. They didn't see the promise. They saw the problem. They reported that the people in the land were bigger and their cities were fortified, and their word discouraged an entire nation from moving forward on the promise that God gave them. They would wander in the wilderness for 40 years now before they would take hold of the promise of God to enter this land. We have to realize the seriousness of discouragement. It is a tool of the enemy to stop you from doing what God is calling you to do and receive what God has for you. It's not just about feeling bad and feeling small. It's about keeping you from your destiny. So we have to ask ourselves, if we want to stay encouraged, who will we listen to? Whose report will we receive? What will we expect God to do? How will I expect God to move in this situation? How we answer those questions determine if we will overcome the temptation of discouragement or not. Discouragement says it's not going to work out, so I might as well not try. Courage says if God says it will happen, I will keep going. Discouragement says I'm too weak, I'm too small, I don't have the right parents or the right past, so this won't happen for me. Courage says it doesn't matter who I am. I know whose I am in Christ, and I know who God calls me. I know the God who goes before me and after me and beside me and within me. Discouragement says it won't ever get better. It'll always be the same. Courage says God is doing a new thing. He will make a way in the wilderness and streams in dry places, because that's the kind of God that we serve. Discouragement looks at the problem. It looks at other people. It looks at ourselves. Courage looks at God. Courage speaks God's truth. So we have a choice to make. Will we listen to the lies of discouragement? Or will we believe in the promises of God? Because we will always stay discouraged when our identity is in the wrong place. It's one thing to know the promises of God so that we can stay encouraged, but if we don't believe that those promises apply to us, we will find ourselves being tempted with discouragement over and over again. This is because we have to both know and believe the promises of God in order for them to encourage us to move forward in faith. How do we know that the promises of God apply to us? Because we are His children, joint heirs with Christ. When our identity is misplaced, we'll find ourselves trapped in discouragement. But when we know who we are in Christ, we will gain the courage to flourish. So you must know what promises are rightfully yours as a children of God. Here are three to remember when you're facing discouragement. Number one, God will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, "He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it." Often when we're discouraged, it's because we doubt it will happen, it being whatever we're hoping for. But we hold on to the promise that if God is the one who called us to it, it's not just on us. We can do our part and certainly trust that God will do His. He will do it. Promise number two, God will finish what He starts. Philippians 1:6 says, "And I am sure of this, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." When what we're hoping for takes longer than we expect, we can start to get discouraged. We can wonder if we're wasting our time or if we're headed in the wrong direction. But we hold the promise that we serve a God who finishes what He starts, no matter how long it takes. He is not in a rush, and He will faithfully fulfill His promise in His perfect timing. Impatience on our part feeds discouragement. But when we trust God's timing, we are filled with a hope that time is never against us when God is the one who called us. Promise number three, your work is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." It's easy to get discouraged when we don't see much fruit from our labor yet. When we've been working and faithful, but we've yet to see the fruit of our work as we desire, we can start to lose heart. However, when we're working for God, we can always trust that our work is never wasted. God uses everything for a higher purpose, and what we may consider as wasted time, God sees as training ground, preparing us for what's next. Nothing is wasted in the kingdom of God, and God uses all for His divine purpose and plan. As you can see, God has given us everything we need to overcome discouragement, His presence, and His promises. It's up to us to remind ourselves of His truth when discouragement comes. So I want to invite you to watch this video where I share three steps to encourage yourself in the Lord. And for more encouragement, be sure to download my free Bible study called Worry Free to learn the three lies feeding your worry and the truth to set you free at belovedwomen.org. Thank you so much for watching today. And until next time, be beautiful, be blessed, and be loved.